Authorities in Benton Harbor, Michigan, are hoping for another quiet night tonight, but after two nights of rioting earlier this week, they're preparing for the worst. The violence was sparked by the death of a black motorcyclist who crashed and died while trying to elude white police officers early Monday. The incident has exposed deep mistrust of the police and frustration in the predominantly African-American community in southwest Michigan. From Benton Harbor, NPR's David Shaper reports.
A Michigan State Police helicopter shined its spotlight through a steady rain last night as dozens of police cars, vans, and even some armored vehicles rolled in long caravans through the Benton Harbor neighborhood where 300 to 400 people rioted Monday and Tuesday nights, setting fires and throwing bricks and rocks at windows, cars, and even fire trucks. An estimated 10 to 15 people were hurt, and police made 10 arrests, setting the stage for the enormous deployment of law enforcement personnel last night. Sergeant Robert Boyce is with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department.
I would say we probably got close to 250 deputies, troopers, and officers out here this evening. We're making our presence known, letting the community know that we're here to protect them, and also, if anything happens, we're here to react.
This morning, the police presence in this town of 12,000 on the shores of Lake Michigan was replaced by the sounds of a backhoe, knocking down what remained of one of the abandoned buildings burned out by rioters. Half a block away, a group of about 20 residents of this poor African-American community gathered to sound off about the conditions in this town.
Ain't no jobs, it's depressing right now.
This is the corner where 28-year-old Terrence Shern lost control of his motorcycle, crashed into a building, and died early Monday morning while being chased by a white police officer from Benton Township, a more suburban area outside of the city limits. Yvette Taylor says it's not just this incident the community is upset about.
This was just the one that pushed us over the edge. This was the straw that broke camel's back, and we demand some justice, and we ain't gonna rest till we get some.
Taylor and others complain about consistent harassment from the police in Benton Harbor and more so from the neighboring communities. But that's only a part of the frustration in this town, which sits across the river from the more affluent, predominantly white town of St. Joseph's, according to Willie Young.
They could have went to St. Joe and burned down some abandoned houses. Oh, there is no abandoned houses in St. Joe, but they're the twin cities. If I got a twin that look like this, I don't want it. But you do the math. If I got a twin that look like this, I don't want it.
Young and the others say they're angry and frustrated by the lack of good jobs, economic opportunity, and resources in Benton Harbor, and the poor tax base that creates wide disparities in the quality of schools and other community services. While no one in the street corner admits to participating in the riots or even supporting them, they say the problems tearing apart Benton Harbor wouldn't be getting this sort of attention without the riots. But amid reports Jesse Jackson and presidential candidate Al Sharpton may soon come to town, Benton Harbor's police chief Samuel Harris worries all the attention could lead to an escalation of the violence.
I can't say that they should not come, but I think they should definitely control what they say and how they say it. We don't need anyone inciting any more problems here in Benton Harbor.
In the meantime, community leaders and ministers are holding meetings and peaceful marches to try to discourage violence. But the same strong police presence will be in place tonight as was last night. Chief Harris says this will be the true test of efforts to defuse rioting, as there's no rain in the forecast tonight. David Shaper, NPR News, Benton Harbor, Michigan.